Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. You know that performance counts, so put your pension in the hands of our experts. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Now, 16,766. That's the number of homeless people we now have, according to the latest figures released this afternoon. 5,274 of them are children. Last year, that figure was just under 15,000. For more on this now, I'm joined by Anthony Byrne from the Salvation Army, which operates the largest family homeless hub in the country, Hooban House in Harold's Cross in Dublin. Anthony, these record numbers that we saw today, can I presume that they didn't come as any surprise to you?
No, Katie. It seems that we're in a never-ending cycle here with the figures growing every time. You know, it seems that there's a terrible amount of demand with no supply, and each year the figures are growing. We have a full service, and you know, it's very rarely that we're getting a break in between families moving in and out.
Can you just remind me, how many families do you cater for there in Hooban House?
So currently we have 67 families, which is around 360 individuals. And I know in Dublin alone now we have 3,800 children homeless, so we would nearly cater for about 220 of them children alone in that service.
And I'm conscious, of course, we are now coming up to Christmas. What is Christmas like in your family, Hope?
So, as I was saying to someone earlier, for all the little children in the hub, thank God, Santi visits the service as he does every other home, you know, so they don't see much of a difference, bless them, but Christmas is a very stressful time for a lot of the parents in the hub, you know. They see the decorations coming up, they're getting pressured by, you know, getting things ready and purchasing. We had a woman, I was speaking to a resident the other day, and she was only explaining about the pressure of Christmas as for the past 10 years she's cooked for her whole family and hosted Christmas, and she's had family over and visiting, and Christmas, you know, everyone hosts sometime. And she was explaining this year she can't have any of that for the last 2 years, doesn't know where she's going, doesn't know what she's doing, and it could end up that she might end up eating Christmas dinner alone on her bunk bed, you know. So these are the type of sad things going on within the services. We try our best within the hub to make it a home and make it as best we can for the families, you know, but there's always that piece missing, you know. It's not their forever home and they're stuck in this scenario. And especially at this time of year, it's extremely difficult with the pressures.
Yeah, and I know because we visited you there in the last year, and with the best will in the world, there's families there living in really, really cramped conditions.
Yeah, of course. It's, you know, some rooms, depending on your family makeup, if you have, say, older children, as you'd know in your own homes how difficult it is. And, you know, I kind of find with the older teenagers within the rooms, they're nearly a forgotten generation. They're trying to find themselves, or they're, you know, arguing with their parents as any teenager does growing up. And, you know, it's just, it's very difficult for any of the larger families within rooms. As I said, we can make it the best we can, and the staff are doing their best to host activities and educational classes and get people into employment. But however, we can't make it a home. You know, we don't have that free space, and, you know, it is emergency accommodation. So it's extremely difficult. And, you know, the rooms, no matter how you put it, they are cramped and they're not fit for purpose living for extreme amounts of time that we're seeing now.
Yeah, that is the thing, isn't it? Because we're calling it emergency accommodation, but some families are spending a very long time in those circumstances now.
Yeah, like when the services opened, we would have seen families for a lot less times, and, you know, there was a lot less pressure on housing and rental zones and stuff, and the turnover would have been quick, and the services would be amazingly suitable for that, you know. You could come in, you'd be helped with, say, if it was education, school and whatever you kind of needed to get you back on your feet and move on with if it was in short periods of time. But they're not built for what we're facing now, which is up to 4 years in these accommodations. You know, the children are growing up, which is having a huge negative impact on them, their physical, mental, cognitive health, their development. It's, you know, as I keep saying, we can do our best, but, you know, these effects are still there. It's very difficult to grow up in such a situation, you know.
And those figures that we saw yesterday, the 35% increase in eviction notices that have been recorded in the last quarter of this year, that's only going to lead to one thing from where you're standing, Anthony.
Yeah, so it's a further increase. As I said, like, our hub is completely full, and you know, if a family moves out, it would be an hour if we were able to turn it over for waiting lists. You know, it's very difficult because the demand is extremely high, and we're not seeing the supply of homes. You know, I'm working with the council every day, and they're doing their very best as well, you know, to move on families, especially to addressing concerns with families that have been there the longest, and they're doing a fantastic job. However, it's just we're not seeing enough properties to put the families in. There is nowhere to go.
I mean, I remember politicians being worried and fearful of this number, the number of people needing emergency accommodation, going through the 10,000 mark. Now, we left that behind a long, long way. Like, you've been working in this sector for, I think, over 10 or 11 years, Anthony. Did you ever think you would see the kind of numbers we're now seeing? Like, that figure, those figures from today, and I'll just say them again, 16,766 people requiring emergency accommodation, 5,274 children.
Yeah, even when you repeat them there, like, the numbers, it's just too high to even contain or deal with. You know, we're doing our best on the ground, but I remember there was a couple of families homeless, or a couple of hundred, and people were absolutely shocked. Now them figures are nearly stopping to mean things. You know, them figures are just keep rising. It seems that, you know, every year I don't see them going down. You know, I don't see the space for the figures to go down. Even when we're getting these great wins within the services, and we're getting families housed, which we do an awful lot of, and we do fantastic work. However, it is notable that how long them families have been there. So, you know, to revert the damage done, like, some sort of change needs to happen. That's, we've been going wrong for the last few years. You know, every strategy, and it looks fantastic, but when they're in theory, they don't seem to be working every year, and the figures are consistently rising as a result.
Yeah. Anthony Byrne, Salvation Army Service Manager, many, many thanks for joining us with that.
No problem. Thanks, Katie.